Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
What would you do with $500,000, no strings attached? That's what 24 people across the country are pondering today as they're this year's winners of the so-called Genius Grants chosen by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. They work in a variety of fields, from photojournalism to ornithology to papermaking, just to name a few. And four of the 2009 MacArthur Fellows are from the Boston area. You can read about them on our website, WBUR.org. This morning, we speak with one of the local award winners, Rebecca Oney, who runs a public health nonprofit for low-income families. Rebecca, congratulations, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you so much for having me.
Rebecca, you started Project Health in Boston in 1996 during your second year at Harvard. Tell us what the organization does.
Project Health's work is to expand the capacity of urban clinics to connect low-income patients and their families with the community resources that they need to be healthy.
How'd you get the idea for this as a college student?
Well, as a college student, I worked as an intern at Greater Boston Legal Services in the housing unit, and in that context had the chance to see just lots of families in Boston that were presenting with housing issues, but there was always an underlying health issue, and that spurred my interest in this connection between health and poverty. And at the end of my freshman year of college, read an article actually in the Boston Globe magazine about Dr. Barry Zuckerman and his work at what was then Boston City Hospital, now, of course, Boston Medical Center. And at his suggestion, I spent about 6 months talking with physicians and patients in the pediatrics department there and would hear again and again from the physicians how they would have patients that would come into the department, you know, a child with an ear infection, and the physician would prescribe antibiotics. But knew that the real issue was that the family was living in a car or there was no food at home, and yet didn't really have the infrastructure in the clinic to be able to make those resource connections for families, even though those factors were known to be profound determinants of the ultimate health of the child.
And Project Health has helped.
Absolutely. So our core program is our Family Help Desk, which is a physical desk in the clinic waiting room staffed by college volunteers in Boston by students from Boston University and Harvard. And when a patient comes into the doctor's office and the physician or nurse identifies any of these unmet resource needs like food, housing, job training, fuel assistance, the physician actually has a prescription pad in the office and can prescribe food or prescribe housing. And then the family will take that prescription to the desk in the waiting room the same way they would take a regular prescription to the pharmacy. And our core of college volunteers will then connect that family out to the set of community resources that it needs to be healthy.
What's your hope for the recognition that the project will get because of the MacArthur Fellowship? Will it be a boost to the project?
Oh, it's just a profound opportunity to be able to have a forum to be able to engage in the unfolding healthcare discussion in this country, and in particular, the search for effective solutions to address some of the important preventative health needs that patients in general have, and low-income patients in particular.
So what do you plan on doing with the $500,000 that comes with the MacArthur Award? Will you spend it on Project Health?
This is the question that everyone's asking. We are about to launch a $10 million capital campaign in order to be able to expand the impact of our program. And as you can imagine, these funds will be instrumental in jumpstarting that campaign, which we expect to launch shortly.
The project is in several different cities. Tell us where, and do you hope to expand it further now?
Absolutely. Project Health is headquartered in Boston, but has sites in Providence, New York, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. And our aspiration absolutely is to be able to grow to additional cities where there are these unmet needs, both to be able to expand the number of families that we reach in our current sites and also grow beyond those sites.
I have to say that you sound pretty calm about this whole thing. I would imagine at the moment, you got the phone call, though, telling you that you were a MacArthur winner. There must have been some goosebumps.
Oh, absolutely. I was completely stunned and overwhelmed. And, Yes, I mean, it's just such an unexpected and just unparalleled opportunity, and it was 100% stunning at the moment.
Do you feel like a genius?
Not at all. Absolutely not.
Rebecca Oney of Brookline, thank you very much. Congratulations, and good luck. Keep going.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
To read an essay by Rebecca Oney, go to our healthcare blog, Common Health. That and all the info about the locally based MacArthur Fellows is on our website, wbur.org.